thousands of years of undeveloped behavior patterns. We are asking guys to be creative partners. Even God took 7 days to make the world, so at least give your guy a week to make a few mistakes. He might even do something that pleases you. Please, don't hit him over the head with this book and tell him he's hopeless. He already knows that. But maybe, just maybe, he'll surprise you. Hold that thought. Lastly, why the Remedies for Reluctant Romantics title? It's a small attempt at honesty. We all know guys have short attention spans and dream of lovemaking as an interim activity between more interesting pursuits, sort of like the commercial break dash for beer during televised football games. I'm tempting them with the illusion that they can build loving relationships despite their innate reluctance in such matters. Yes, that's delusional, but hey, it's a marketing ploy, and if it gets a few guys to at least check out the book, maybe we will all win. The only time a woman really succeeds in changing a man is when he's a baby. Natalie Wood. 3 rules. Let's keep this real simple, knowing if guys have to count more than the fingers on one hand, there's little chance of spontaneous recall. Starting with 1. Winning means both sides get what they want. She's happy, you're happy. In that order. 2. Togetherness equals time together. There is no substitute. If you want the perks of intimacy, you've got to spend time being intimate. Time snoring does not count. 3. Start with heart. When in doubt, when all feels lost, follow the path with heart. It's the only way to true happiness. 3 1/2. Okay, I have a hard time counting after 2, but this is important. Winning is work. Winning at love demands patience, compromise, risk-taking, embarrassment, vulnerability. Anything you're afraid of or dislike will come up, which makes those occasional blissful moments true ecstasy. That's the basics, folks. No, you won't be tested by me anyway. Now, let's get after it. Chapter 1. Spontaneous Fun. I was nauseous and tingly all over. I was either in love or I had smallpox. Woody Allen. When is the last time you did something spontaneous, besides turn on the TV or reach for a beer? One of the reasons we love, is because it seems to unleash our natural impulses to enjoy life recklessly. Love turns us into kids again, fearless, adventurous, and most of all, happy. There are some who believe that laughter is the cheapest, most cost-effective path to happiness. Check out www.laughteryoga.org. Sounds painless to me. Maybe this is a good time to stop thinking and start smiling again. Here are crazy love ideas. Now get out and stretch those smile muscles. 1. The 5-minute laugh. For 5 minutes, just laugh together. Take turns being different characters. A baby giggling, an old woman laughing, a Republican, a Democrat, a lion. Make them up and keep laughing for the entire 5 minutes. Caution. Can provoke hysteria at parties. Not recommended on morning commute metro rides, as sleeping passengers may react violently. 2. Follow me. Stop being normal and play follow me. Whatever she does, you do, and of course, vice versa, stopping short of kissing the mailman. Well, why not? Be crazy, be kids, make sure you embarrass yourself. Particularly fun in crowds of people. Malls are perfect. If old ladies with walkers want to play, of course, let them. That will be you someday, and chances are you'll be screaming for a little fun about then. 3. Blindfold shopping. Break up the normal, boring supermarket routine and blindfold each other. The blindfolded partner pushes the cart while the other shops. The sightless one trying to figure out what goes in the cart can be particularly fun in the fruit and vegetable section. Careful with the eggs!